To be a child in the Forest of Emeralds is a wondrous thing. Our cottage was made of fragrant spruce and fir trees, and in their place we planted gardens. Year after year, the flowers bloomed and the vegetables grumbled in the ground. I made the acquaintance of snakes, who found me annoying, and black-capped chickadees, who sampled sunflower seeds from my hand. All the while, the insects sang in harmony around my head and baby neck. In the forest, the morning dew is enchanted. It captured rare prisms to draw my eye. Under the shade of a swaying green canopy, I placed dishes of honey and apple for the elemental creatures. Throughout the night, they had danced, spinning upside down on pointed hats along the rock wall. I hid behind the oak tree with my kitty to watch. In the winter, the trees shone like opals. I listened for their rhythmic tapping, crisp snaps on the diamond-crusted windows. In a surge of excitement, I turned to see them, but the faces were gone. In their place, a new six-pointed snowflake was spreading like fingers across the glass. At the earliest dawn of spring, I would kneel to thank the birch trees, my hands tracing dappled sunlight upon the grass. I was acknowledged with a breath of sweet perfume, a gift from the lilacs, the lavender, and the southeast winds. Soon enough, moisture licked the summer air, and I would lay with the laziest of elementals in the long, cool grasses. Zebra-striped and drifting, the blades were smooth and aloof. They grazed the yellow toadstools and mushroom tops. Those cunning pixies with calendula seeds in their teeth had already kicked their quick legs and disappeared beneath the holly bushes. In autumn, sugar and cinnamon decorated the branches. The air was charged with excitement for the festivities. I laughed with the most social of poplar trees, their leaves casting mirth and transforming the breezes. The maples changed their outfits and wiggled joyfully, preparing to dance in a most coquettish fashion. The pine trees were more serious. They kept a watchful stand as my black and white cat chased a sprite in an acorn cap down the garden path. Once more, the winter chilled the hawthorn branches and the forest crunched in the moonlight. I would sit with the friendliest of the fairies, telling tales as he perched upon my hearth. We spoke of the unrequited love between the fire fairy and the water nymph. They could never be, lest he dry her up or she put him out. My small companion glowed with cheer, his shimmering skin, black starry eyes, and crown forever tilted. Together we watched the embers burn, cherry bombs, and fireworks throughout the night.